Hi everyone, welcome to the final episode in my Christmas special series, and today we're going to be talking about how to celebrate Christmas like a mystic. Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So just before we get started, I just want to say that again, I don't have my usual equipment. I'm not at home at the moment. And so if the quality isn't what you expect, then I do apologise. In January, it will be back to normal. However, I'm still in quite a quiet environment this week. And last week, the audio quality was different, but it gives a different atmosphere. And it was still intelligible. So anyways, now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about how to celebrate Christmas like a mystic. It's interesting because I was thinking this morning that this is actually the easiest episode that I've done this month. You know, I've done some pretty difficult episodes. Last week we had the Christmas symbols episode. The week before we had the What is Jesus episode, and the week before that we had What is Christmas? You know, these are pretty big questions to be asking. And this one, in comparison, is relatively simple. And if you are on a spiritual path at the moment, a serious spiritual path of insight, then this should actually be fairly straightforward. It's when I say celebrating Christmas like a mystic, what I'm really talking about is an attitude. It's an inner intention. It's an internal sort of space you want to hold over Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, the festive period. And it doesn't require rituals. It doesn't require, you know, buying special things. It doesn't require ceremony, although those things are certainly possible. It's an internal thing. So the celebration is really an internal celebration. I really want to emphasize that. And that's why it's very simple, because actually I'm not asking you to do anything special here. If you're into serious spiritual practice, you'll probably already be doing this to some degree. It's just a matter of having it very present and then really giving it intention. And then from this internal stance or internal practice, all the external stuff can come. You can do your rituals, you can celebrate Christmas however you want, but the key in all of it is the internal part, the practice. And before we get to the sort of the crux of it, I want to say that this is true, and what I'm about to say is true in spirituality in general, but especially when it comes to big celebrations that have lost their kind of internal depth or don't have internal depth anyway, it's a huge trap, and it's something you might fall into. So we want to be aware of that. And the trap is basically concocting external schemes to fake internal consciousness. So what I'm saying here, my emphasis is on internal consciousness. And then, you know, whatever external things you're doing on Christmas Day, you know, whether you're with family, friends, whatever you're doing is then an expression of your internal consciousness. But it cannot be the other way around. And what has happened with Christmas in the West, especially, is that it's become a purely external thing. You know, there's the gifts and there's the celebration and there's the alcohol and there's the games and there's this and that, but there's no internal consciousness really, especially there's no real internal consciousness about what Christmas is and how it relates to in and like you, an individual. So anything that you do that is not grounded in spiritual awareness is a concocted external structure with no real depth to it. And so if you're lighting candles or you're wearing special clothes, if you're not doing it with internal consciousness, with spiritual awareness, you're basically just concocting external structures. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do these things necessarily. I mean, listen, most of us celebrate Christmas and we're already involved in external structures, whether we really choose to be or not. But I want you just to be honest with yourself, and I don't want you to confuse one for the other. So, you know, you can have like a special Christmas ritual you do, like a spiritual thing, but if there's no real consciousness, the ritual is, it's empty and it's hollow. And so we really want to be honest with ourselves. If we're going to have mystical consciousness, it's an internal thing. It's not an external thing. So this is one of the absolute keys. Let's get into the meat of the episode. One of the absolute keys then to celebrating Christmas like a mystic is that it's an internal celebration. Because remember what Christmas is really about. It's about Christ, which is really just means your own true nature. So it's a celebration of your true nature. So if you're not in touch with that and you're celebrating Christmas, then something is very wrong, because that's really what it's about. So it's an internal celebration, and a very simple way of doing that is to, you can do your spiritual practice in the morning and then you remain in contact with it all day. In my case, I'm not doing much formal meditation at the moment. It's a very much a, just an ongoing practice in my life. And in my case, my basic practice is just to hold boundless, all-encompassing spaciousness. Just to kind of, well, it's hard to really summarize it, but open awareness, we could call it. It's just having body, mind, and senses open and allowing everything to come in, and just pure equanimity, pure seeing, moving through the world with full panoramic attention. Now, listen, this is quite an advanced meditation practice, and it's not something you can do immediately, especially during the day, but you see, this is what I'm talking about. Holding that consciousness doesn't require external structures. Of course, they can help, but first and foremost, it's an internal thing. And so it's do your spiritual practice and try and continue it throughout the day, because that is really what is, that is either helping you contact your true nature, or it is you contacting your true nature in a deliberate, conscious way. And as I said, Christmas is a celebration of your true nature. So that is just absolutely fundamental. And, you know, this practice that I'm describing here of holding open awareness, full panoramic attention, this might seem quite advanced, but the kind of paradoxical thing about it is that your true nature is as it is. You know, your experience is as it is, and your experience is completely one, and it is all you, and there's nothing outside of it. And so we're always practicing this meditation, which we could really call a non-dual practice. We're all practicing non-dual meditation. It's just some of us are really bad at it and some of us are decent at it. You know, every person in the world is practicing this meditation, but not very well, because you're always in, you know, non-dual reality is always present. Right, so it might seem quite far out, and it is when you're early in on the spiritual path, but ultimately it's not. It's right in the palm of your hand. Ultimately, you aren't in the world. Like, you're not this human that's sort of navigating this physical world. It's actually that you contain the world within your own being. And yes, you can use symbols to help, because all symbols, especially the Christmas ones, are ultimately a celebration of Christ, or a homage, a kind of homage to Christ. In fact, everything is really a homage, an offering to Christ, absolutely everything. But fundamentally, it's not about symbols, and it's not about ritual or practice, or some sort of external structure. It's about practice. It's about your own awareness, your own consciousness. So really, that is just the first thing. And if you can't do open awareness, like full panoramic open awareness, then do your spiritual practice. You know, maybe you're working with thoughts. Well, that's your practice. And that is what I would encourage you to, that's your attention for the day, is really just your meditation practice. And of course, you can participate, you know, you can eat your food and you can drink and you can laugh and you can sing and all of this, but don't overlook the key, which is just consciousness and practice. A corollary to this pure meditation practice is the symbols themselves. So I spoke about a few of the symbols last week, and we can use these as practice. You know, we're going to see probably the baby Jesus lots of times. You're going to see the Virgin Mary probably, and you're going to see the Christmas star most likely. And so you can use these. You know, whenever you see the baby Jesus, you're open to not knowing. You're having like a fresh wonder at the present moment. If you see the Virgin Mary, you connect with your ultimate true nature, and it's sort of constantly renewing, creative, self-generating nature. If you see a star, Christmas star, this reminds you of your ultimate, the highest standard, sort of the highest truth, your highest self. And so whenever you see these things, you can tap into these realities and rest in them. And this is kind of a derivative practice. And so you can, again, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Eve, whenever, you can do whatever you want. It's just, how are you doing it? Are you doing it with attention to your true nature? Well, if you are, you're celebrating Christmas like a mystic. And if you're not, you're not celebrating Christmas like a mystic. Just, you know, don't overlook the jewel in the palm of your hands. The jewel in the palm of your hands is your own true nature that you're always in touch with, whether you know it or not. And you can never actually truly overlook it. You can be confused about what it is, but you can't really truly overlook it, because it's always in the palm of your hand. It's always right here, right now. So it's really as simple as that, folks. You want to celebrate Christmas like a mystic? Well, you've got to do your practice. In my case, my practice is full open, panoramic, complete non-resistance, just allowing, noticing my sort of the architecture of the self, seeing through that, seeing, you know, the apparent separation that is in my body, mind and senses, and just sort of seeing through that, realizing that that is also part of me, that everything is really just part of me, and there's nothing outside of what is here, right now. That is my practice, but that's fairly advanced, and so you take your practice, and that is your practice for the day and for the festive period, and that is how you're celebrating Christmas. All right. So listen, everyone, Merry Christmas. Thank you for following me on Deep Psychology for another year, 2025. And in 2026, it's going to be a really fascinating year. And I will open the year with a bit of a discussion about, you know, why do people make, you know, the topic of goals, and why people say set goals at the beginning of a new year, but just have no, they never follow through. It's like a cliche. You know, what is going on there? And we're going to talk about goal setting and achievement and these very sort of practical topics, because I think it's a time of year where everyone's thinking about these things and they're thinking about their life, but often we struggle to kind of make these permanent changes, even though we've got good desire and, you know, a genuine will, a genuine desire to change. It never, often doesn't translate into practice. So we're going to talk about that, and I will be, you know, sharing my plans for the next chapter of deep psychology. For now, please subscribe to the podcast and please head to deep-psychology.com to sign up for my newsletter. And you can also try out a free 20-minute coaching session with me if you just head to deep-psychology.com as well. The newsletter, by the way, I have revived it after months of inactivity. I'm not going to spam anyone. It's going to be once a month from now on, and just a very short update every month on what I'm doing. I'm not going to be selling you anything. I'm not going to be annoying. It's just to keep in touch with you all. So thanks a lot, everyone. Merry Christmas. Sending my best wishes, and we will see each other in the new year. Take care.